You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
I'm Vince Kelvin. We just wrapped up the world's largest online convention. We gathered over 30 world experts for four entire days with the preparation, with the participation. I barely slept for about 5 days. At the same time, it doesn't matter. We touched on the spiritual, mental, emotional elements. So everybody was there, experienced a phenomenal reboot, elevation, tapping into higher levels of consciousness. Of course, we had the best of the best of the best on the planet when it comes to social arts, love, dating, online dating, sex, romance. And also, you know, when you thrive with the first two, then it's also not the primary purpose, but you got to thrive with your business and your money. So, thrilled to, for those who were there, to even sharpen and take it even further. If you missed out, then, well, you'll get a glimpse of the magic that took place over there, and you'll hopefully to some degree be able to catch up with us. If you listen to this in the future, it might be too late. Heads up, there's a short window of opportunity in which you can still have the experience by getting the 4 days recording. We'll tell you about that as we complete the interview. But for now, I'm bringing you somebody who is an international motivational speaker like no other. His presence itself, that's motivation. He walks the talk. He's the CEO of Modern Flirting. Girls love the word flirting. Props for grasping that angle. He's the author of Meet, How to Meet Your Dream Girl Tonight, and The Psychology of Modern Flirting. He's a trained therapist and is as well as globally recognized lifestyle consultant and dating mentor. He specializes in social circle. He specializes also in having a lifestyle that's conducive to all of this. Here is my guest for today's edition of the Cosmic Code Podcast, Jared Syke Lawrence. How are you, Jared?
Thank you for that very warm introduction. I'm doing good. How you doing, Vince?
I'm doing phenomenal. I'm psyched. And to me, there's no such thing as an end. It's always a beginning. So, Jared, Tony Robbins insisted through time, and he's still stating that identity is key. We could be exposed to some phenomenal information, but if we don't identify with it's possible, I'm capable, then we come short. It's inspiring. Many of our listeners, I'm sure you heard that from Tony Robbins. You did a brilliant breakdown of how essential it is, identity. So let us know, please, about your take on those different categories of identity and how people can propel themselves to embrace an identity that supports your progress.
Oh my God, that's one of the best questions I've got on some of these podcasts. You know, everybody asks me, what's the best way to approach a girl or how to text her? But I mean, what you just asked there is like the heart and soul of all of this, because, you know, as you go through this journey and the process, you're going to create this new ideal you identity. It's going to have to change. You know, I'm reading Atomic Habits, and it's confirming something I knew, which is any new habits, any new things you want to change in your life, your lifestyle, your skills, your techniques, all the other fluff and stuff, it has to come from an identity-based change first, which means if you don't see yourself a certain way, if you're not holding yourself to a certain standard, then you can learn all the techniques in the world, all the lines, you can learn all the, you know, cool tactics, none of it's going to work. And that is such a huge element that is, you know, usually missing in a lot of this. You know, everybody who comes to me, they want to learn, like, here's a line, what do I say, what do I text, how do I flirt, right? But this is a huge one. Now, when I teach my guys, something that's not often done in this industry is everybody who talks about attraction talks about what to do to get a girl, right? very rarely do I see people teaching guys how to learn, which means not only am I going to tell you, you know, how to get the girl, you need to learn how to learn that skill, because it's foreign to a lot of people. And my code, my success formula is, it goes mindset, action, process. And the mindsets are the identity. For a lot of guys, you know, if you know, listen to my talk at the Cosmic Code Convention, you know, I talk about how you have a worthless identity, it's like at the, you know, far end. And then if you come across that, it can become kind of like a, you know, like a fake identity where you're trying to put on a mask, which is actually not the worst thing. Everybody talks about being authentic and genuine. And yes, that does come. But when you're trying on new behaviors, when you don't like yourself or you want to be the best version of yourself, you're going to have to do some things out of your comfort zone. So there's like that fake identity. And then you move to a stage where you start accepting, right? You start accepting your identity. You're happy with who you are, which is the dangerous zone, because at the acceptance stage, you might get content. And the enemy of success is content. From there, you can then move to social freedom, where you're like, wow, I can do what I want. I can do new things. I'm not constrained. My identity is exploring like a child, having fun. The next stage is self-worth, where it's the very opposite of the worst stage. You go, I am a worthy man. I'm attractive. I am awesome. I am accomplished. I feel good about who I am. I know who I am. And then a final stage after that, a more spiritual stage, is one of enlightenment, where we're always trying to strive for more, one where, you know, we have full self-love, compassion for others, empathy for others. So that's the kind of stages I've seen go with the identity in a broad sense. In a more specific sense, though, we're really, what I'm trying to do with my guys is bridge the gap between who you are now and who you are meant to be. It's all you. I never wanted to make somebody something they're not. But at the end of the day, the idea is, you know, who are you going to be 10 years from now? Do you want that to be by circumstance, or do you want that to be by design? And that's a deep identity work that goes into this kind of journey. And I applaud. That's an amazing question.
Yeah, and you did a breakdown of it that was so thorough, so precise. And identity is absolutely key and essential. The basic NLP idea is, until you realize that it's possible for you, and it's possible for you now, not much is going to happen. I also encourage guys always to realize that all ways to identify, some may be helpful to some degree, and some are very detrimental. Ultimately, omit one key point. Who are we to know just how splendid we really are? So for me, I always infuse the idea of who I am is pure infinite potential. If I deviate from that, mm-hmm. if I start to go, I'm this, I'm that, I'm shrinking myself. It reminds me also, you know, we've been doing those conventions for now 13 years, and once we did one in San Francisco, and we included in-field the first night. We were clear, we got 70 gurus, we got over 150 participants, so this is not an official boot camp, but why don't we venture the world, all of us together? I'm doing the logistics, I'm outside, and then suddenly we're at the Clift Hotel in San Francisco. One by one, even some of the gurus come out and go, it's only guys in there, it's only guys in there, it's only guys in there, there are hardly any girls, okay? So their identity, just to demonstrate how essential it is for you guys to really, really grasp on identity is everything, is key at the core. They come out, and so they're identifying that because there's not that many girls, there's mainly guys, that's a problem. I got so fed up, Jared, to hear this. I fucking walk in there myself finally. And indeed, there's a majority of men, but here's my filtering through my identity. Okay, I'm Vince Kelvin. Nobody here has a chance. I see two girls at the bar. I walk straight up to them, and I said, are you aware that you pretty much the only girls in here? And that I'm the only guy talking to the only girls here, those guys are creeping me out. Come, let's bail. Boom. They followed me. So now here's the next question. I hope you're going to appreciate it. I know that there's a little pitfall because it takes a looping to really grasp that concept of identity. Okay? There's a silly story of this guy who he's a schizophrenic, and he believes that he's a corpse. And all sorts of, you know, people try to help him, and they go, no, you're not a corpse, you're not a corpse. Finally, they call in an expert. You got to call on the expert, okay? So the expert arrives and goes, I got an idea. we're going to ask them if they're okay, if we can draw some blood, okay, to prove them that they're not a corpse. And then they go, can we draw some blood? And the guy goes, like, makes no difference to me. I'm a corpse. I don't have any blood. But why not? Do as you please. They draw the blood. They show him, here's your blood. You're not a corpse. The guy goes, I'll be damned. So corpses do bleed. So my silly story right there, you got to watch out, guys, because I've heard plenty of people. You point out the idea that identify differently and how do they process it through, again, shit identity where they go, I know I should do that. That's my problem. So what is your personal remedy to avoid that they loop back into filtering a brilliant demonstration and concept like what you shared with us this weekend and really grasp it right away?
So there's a lot there. So my whole background is, you know, 7 years of formal psychological training, you know, trained therapist. And a lot of what you're discussing there in my field is called like cognitive therapy or cognitive psychology. And what that means is certain people have a schema or a perception, idea of how the world works. And that story kind of illustrates, if you show them proof against it or just some evidence saying something else, they will make sense of it to fit within their framework, within their schema. So the only way to kind of start getting around that is, one, the person has to have a desire to go against that schema. You got to let them know, like if the corpse example, you have to go, okay, you know, maybe you're a corpse, maybe you're not, right? But how much would it benefit you? How much great would it be if you were alive? I won't say you are, but let's say you were alive. Wouldn't that be great? You could run. You could do all things that live people do. So if a person has a desire and they say, okay, I might want to at least operate under the schema of I'm alive now, right? I'm not a corpse. Then you can get them to start showing evidence of like, look, that's something a live person does, right? Why don't we act alive? Why don't we do things that live people do? In this case, you know, be an attractive man. Why don't we try and hold ourselves to be an attractive man, do things an attractive man does, right? By being it in your mind first, and even if it feels fake, you know, in the beginning, you then, it's the Taoist philosophy, actually, also, it's this idea of be, do, have. You imagine you are this person, you hold yourself to that standard, you say, I'm this man now, not later, and you then will start doing the things he does, and then you'll have the things that that man has. So, you know, we see this all the time in Hollywood, actually. Like, if we look at Chris Hedrick, what's the guy who played the Joker in The Dark Knight? He died from it. Was it Chris something? He did method acting, where he got so into the role of the Joker, that became his identity, became crazy, and he basically killed himself. We see with Jim Carrey, he went into the movie Man on the Moon, where he played the comedian from like the 60s or whatever, and he never broke character. He went full method acting. He was always that guy. The movie ends, he didn't know what to do. He kind of like almost had a mental breakdown. It forever changed him because he was, like I think Andy Kaufman, like he was that person. Now, that's very dangerous for actors because they're taking an identity that, you know, with a Joker is super harmful. Like, you don't want to do that for anything. But if you're, imagine doing that at all moments, all day, you when you're eating, when you're sleeping, when you're whatever, you are your ideal self. Not later, but you are it now. Now you're operating under the schema that this is who I am, and then it's not something you're pretending or playing around with. It is you. It becomes on a fundamental level. You now are your ideal self, and as you eloquently put it, full of your infinite potential. So start with desire, plan out. You know, I did an exercise with Hypnotica, you know, a good friend of mine. And one of the first things we do is like, who do you want to be? Like, what is the identity? What is your ideal self? Write pages, like at least like five. I have an exercise to do with my guys. I have them write 5 pages of who they truly want to be. In the beginning, it's always the same, like, you know, normal stuff. Like, I want to have a lot of girls. I want to be dating. I want to be confident. I want to be this. But like, it's all vague. What is a lot? What does confidence look like? How does that guy eat his supper? What does that guy watch on TV? Does he watch TV? Right? You get into like the little stuff and it's like, oh my God, I'm creating the construct and I love this construct because it's your ideal self. And then once you have the desire, once it's mapped out in front of you, now you have to hold the character, hold the frame, and then it becomes you. And that becomes your identity. It might feel a little fake at first. It might be a little silly at first. But if you hold it, like, that's going to make an everlasting change on a cognitive level.
That is so fucking brilliant. You know, Jared, a couple years ago, I got hired. I say a couple years, but it's more like decades ago, by CBS Studio to help some of their not top actors. And basically, the idea that you shared right now, at some point, that's what clicked for them was, I would say, right now, you just got a new part. Okay, you read the script and you're playing the role of you and how you took your career to the top. On the other hand, we're about to release a new movie. We tapped into movies here in Hollywood, and one just got an award. I played the lead in it, and I was this character named Killian, who makes the Joker look not so bad. And it's funny because it was, again, a demonstration of first and foremost, we are all possibilities. You know, this guy from the Warrior movement, Gareth White. And I love it because he shows up and he says, I'm the biggest jerk that could ever be, probably. I'm also like a total angel. I'm this. I'm all those things. I'm done going, I'm just this. Now it's up to me to choose. So from that place of choice, it was interesting because I was willing to be that character for a moment. And then I played another one. That one is not yet released. It's coming out next month, July 4th. It's the story of Vince Viper, a retired rock star that made it big but now wants to come back. So suddenly we're filming, and I'm in character as a villain, or then other project, I'm in character as this rock star. And I notice how it contributes to my pickup. So be wise, gentlemen, and start to play with what if I was also this way or that way. Jared, I want to ask you two more questions. I really, really appreciate everything that you are saying. You're the master of social circle. There's some people out there, you know, they just make the promise of, oh, you know, social circle, we take care of it. Yet you showed video to us where you're on a yacht, you're there, and so on. It's not a...
I've been called the fat Dan Bilzerian. I've been called fat Bilzerian numerous times, yes.
I personally think that it's backwards. You look better than Hiddles, genuinely. So, all right.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
I pass it to you. That's genuine.
Well, okay. So, first of all, like, social circle has to come, I truly believe, once you have the social skills down. It's a lot easier to practice your social skills doing cold approach, meeting new women, meeting other guys in a environment where if you fail, it's no big deal. Right? You don't want to be starting social circle when you aren't a social person. You have no idea about your own worth. Like, you have to kind of build that up. But assuming you can, you know, you get that part of down, you know how to hold a conversation, you know how to build attraction, you know how to escalate, you know the basic, you know all the skills. Social circle takes you to the next level. I thought, all right, I was a pickup coach, an instructor for 3 years before I stumbled across social circle. 3 years. And I thought I knew what abundance was. I was teaching other guys. And I'm telling you guys, I had no idea what true abundance was until, so when you have 20 girls vying for your attention, they're literally trying to get with you. Like, if a girl wasn't responsive to me or like that interview or whatever, I was instantly next to her. I was almost like, why are you wasting my time? Go away. I started to like get the mindset and really empathize and understand what it's like to be a hot girl. Like, I get it. I understood, like, where people were dragging me down or, like, I didn't have time for shit. It's very weird. And so if you look at your dating life as a business, cold approach, while very important and necessary, essential skill, is like doing door-to-door sales. Social circle is like, you know, like if you have like passive income in a business, social circle is like that. But instead of passive income, you're getting passive pussy. You know, it's just women are flooding to you where it's effortless. You don't even have to try that much anymore. And you get access to things like you were saying, Vince, yachts, boats, you know, tables at the nightclub, you know, whatever you want. And when you go and set this off and you penetrate other social circles. You become a social connector, someone who's bringing people together, organizing events, being in with every single, person and keeping track of your reputation and where you are in a social hierarchy of things. Like, the sky's the limit. I have one student, Andrew, graduated him a few months ago. He came as a really overly sexual kind of creepy dude, for cold approach. Now he's a nightclub promoter host. He brings girls out with him on a regular basis. His social became so much that people pay him to bring people out to their parties. I had an older gentleman, a guy named Reed over in San Francisco. He was in his 60s. He didn't want to do that style, but he got into exclusive lounge events, really underground speakeasy sushi spots, and he would know all the people. He'd get access to all these cool loungy things. I had another guy, Oscar, who loved the hippie scene, so he was going out to the beach and meeting the flamethrowers and the fire breathers and all that, and he always had his big events and drum circles at night, and then the next day they had 10 girls around him while he would do a brunch on a Sunday. It's so amazing how you can take these concepts and whatever you're interested in, create a social circle and a lifestyle that is just, it's unreal. It's unlike anything we could think about. Cold approach is fun and adrenaline rush, but if you want to live a rock star, a real rock star, and live in a movie, then when you start building that social circle and becoming good friends with high status guys, I'm talking guys obviously you, Vince, top end hosts at a club, millionaires, people who have actually things, and gorgeous women that maybe you're not sleeping with, maybe you are just friends with them, the world just opens to you, right? If I know Vince, if you invited me to a party, I would want to show up with at least, three girls with me. And I'm assuming you'd be happier with me showing up with those three girls because it's going to add to your party, right?
I was muted for a second. I didn't expect you would call on me, but yes, absolutely. So I do a lot of, in my own circle, I do a lot of events and so on, but it's you're welcome to come. There's got to be three girls with you, minimum. Okay.
Yep.
Limo party.
That was my rule.
Here and so on. You come as my guest. You don't have to pay me, but you bring three girls.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great indicator. I love that because I had the same rule. Every single guy who I came across, or a student or somebody, they're like, "Can I join? Can I join the table? Can I be part of the? Can I be on the boat? Can I be at the mansion party?" I go, "Of course you can. Bring three girls. Absolutely." And no one could do it. All these self-proclaimed amazing pickup artists, right? These guys who are, maybe not gurus or whatever, but guys who are yeah, I get laid all the time. I'm a cold approach master. Cool. All right, bring three girls. Oh, I can't do that. I maybe could bring one. It's it's such a great indicator and a barrier of entry for skill set. Because if they can do that, then that tells me they've got it down enough where they are normal enough, they are fun enough, and they know how to leverage things. And if you bring three girls, awesome, you're in. You bring 10, this guy's the fucking man, right? It's like, if they're all pretty, gorgeous girls and you're bringing them, you just become now the man, and it's good as money. It's everybody wants you around to go, "Hey, I have another party coming on. Hey, can you bring some girls to this? I got a boat. Hey, I got, whatever. We should link up. Dude, you, here's, you make business contacts." The world just opens up to you when you can be a guy who can bring a party, when you can bring girls around and have connections. I know immediately if you, Vince, or any one of my friends, they need something, they're like, "I need a guy for whatever," I know a guy. I know how I can help them out. I can connect them with someone. And again, that's a very useful, incredibly valuable trait you can have as a man when you're befriending people and when you have people in your life. So social circle really, really opened up my eyes into what is truly possible beyond just a cold approach.
I love the, everything, because sometimes guys go, "I love what you said there." For me, I always say, "I love everything," because I don't want to miss out on anything. I don't want to drink it again. And you know what? I want to highlight two key things. First, I love the fact that you emphasize that you had a 60-year-old gentleman, that you had a guy in kind of hippie. I recall, and that's kind of my final question because we need to wrap up, but I plant it now and you answer it in just a second. I'm sure you get plenty calls from guys and they could benefit so much from what we offer, but they start with kind of a limiting idea. Well, you know, I don't want to do nightclubs. I don't want to do this. And because they frame it just in one way, they think social circle. Yeah, for me, I'm in Hollywood during the weekend. I brought rock stars. I brought famous comedians and so on. But it's not
nah,
that.
I mean,
so I had this guy, suddenly he's in I forgot, we were in D.C., I think, or Pittsburgh, I forgot. And he ended up developing a social circle around luncheon, and he was a church goer, and he became the most popular guy there. So it's surreal. So, and also, answer please the idea that there's plenty of newbies that to them social circle, they don't realize we're not talking about your current fucking friends, okay? So there's that misconception. So if you can bring clarity there so nobody is filtering through the idea of like, yeah, but I don't want to be the king of the nightclub. I went to a party with my friends. Well, those friends, you knew them before you started to grow. That's not what we're talking about. That's friends. If they have a problem with what you do, they are not really good friends, okay? And also maybe infusing the final realization also in there that I pass it to you, Maya. You know, we were at it.
So, yeah, I mean,
fire. We're gonna need to wrap up, but yeah, you know.
I have to say, not limit
just to one circle. Okay. For example, for me, I can put. We do the pink party, so suddenly we have hairstylists that show up. We have like rock stars. We have this, you know. I even bring like some flamboyant gay guys, so they relax the girls and they toss the party like nobody else. Okay. But if today I need to put together an army of attorneys, they are there. If today I need to put together an army of doctors, so don't limit yourself. Don't be just the guy. You have your niche, but know everybody everywhere in every possible way. So I'll pass it back to you, and then we'll wrap up. And let's make sure you also tell the guys how they can be in touch with you. And I so appreciate this conversation. We'll continue it soon.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think there's a few misconceptions of social circle, and you kind of really spelled them out nicely there. So, you know, number one, people think, oh, social circle is the people I'm already friends with, and how do I get girls from the girls I know? No, you're going to be building it up like a business, right? You're going to be building it up where we're talking about guys and girls you haven't even met yet who are going to become some of your new best friends. They're going to be in your life. They're going to be, you know, coming in and out. You're going to have different circles, and some mix, some don't, but that's okay because you're going to be part of all of them. So, you know, I have my lawyer friends. I have my true core friends, like the people who are like there for me on a soul spirit, like, real meaningful level. But also I have like the party friends, obviously. I have my lunch friends, right? Like, so you can be, I like to look at myself as a social chameleon. I want to know I can go and party with the rock stars. I can go party with the nerds. I can go party with the girls. I can go, you know, smoke a cigar and chill with the boys. I can chameleonize to whatever environment and, you know, be able to dominate and take over in that circle. So that's a skill set I hold, you know, near and dear to my heart. For guys, you know, you don't have to become instructor level and all this stuff. Really, what you could just think about is what is your ideal lifestyle? It doesn't have to be. A lot of people think, oh, social circle means you have to be a party animal. You always have to be at the, you know, the club, at the bar. No, it's not true at all. I have guys in my, you know, I have one guy who did the comedy circuit. He was a comedian, and he got a ton of comedian friends, and they would have roasts with each other, and it was just like, it was really fun, but he got really connected in the comedy circle. When I first started, when I knew nothing about it, I didn't even think to like bring girls to clubs. I didn't even make that connection of, oh, if I have a ton of girls with me, I can get free tables and bottles and stuff. My social circle started with family dinner. We call it family dinner night. And, you know, beginning it was like me, two other guys, and two girls. It was like five of us. It was like nothing. And we made sushi or whatever. By the end of it, about 5 months later, it was like 50 people, guys and girls, in this three-bedroom apartment, and we're doing, like, Christmas in July, and we're just doing, like, shenanigans stuff. It just grew and grew and grew. So it could be dinners, it could be the beach, it could, whatever you are interested in, whatever you like to do, it could be drum circles, meditation, whatever. You find people who have that interest, and then you take over that circle. You're connecting them. The principles still apply to you. It still is going to add to your life, to your lifestyle, to make it what you truly want. There's wrong ways to do this, though. There's ways that will mess up your circle, that will make you the creepy guy, that will get you banished from a circle. There's you know, things that I had to learn the hard way and mess things up. And there's things that will always grow it and make it better and make it more expansive. So it's important to learn it and do it the right way, because nothing sucks more than you build up a great circle and then, because you don't have the skills right, you mess it all up and now you're ostracized and it's like, oh my God, like, those are my friends, right? It's not like a rejection in a club, but who cares? The girl doesn't matter. So I urge you guys to kind of learn it right, learn it in a structured way, learn it from someone experienced like me, Vince, whoever, like, you know, make sure you have a good mentor, someone who could show you the way. I had mentors with everything, business, with dating. It's part of my success formula. If you read my books at College of Modern Flirting, I talk about the three things you need to succeed in anything, literally anything in life, three things you need. You need to practice to the point of obsession. You need to experiment constantly, track what you're doing, experiment, test things out all the time, number two. And number three, you need to have a mentor, someone to show you the way. So if you double down on all those three things, you are going to be successful at this. You're going to get this, you know, down. That was a big part of my second talk I did for the Cosmic Code Convention, because success is a mindset and it's not taught enough. So many guys learn all this information. There's so much information on YouTube and all the, you know, all these different places and Facebook groups, but you guys have to learn how to learn it correctly, because there's so many guys on these channels, on these guys, on these views who are not getting it. It's not even that the information is that bad. It's just they don't know how to do it in a structured way. So that's kind of what I do. That's what I do for all my guys. Learn how to learn.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And where can people find you? What's your social media, Jared?
So I got a few. I mean, Instagram is @Jared_Psych_Lawrence. That's a little bit of a mouthful, but, you know, whatever. So @Jared_Psych_Lawrence. That's my Instagram. Facebook, it's Modern Jared or Jared Psych Lawrence. Like right now, it's Modern Jared. That's probably the easiest way. If you add me as a friend, message me. I'm posting on there all the time, my Facebook. You can go to my website, modernflirting.com. Shoot me an email. It's right there on the contact form, or you can message me or email me at psych@modernflirting.com. Sorry. And I'm going to do one better for you, Vince, because, you know, I love you like a brother. You've always been good to me. I love the fact you do these conventions, because it's just fun also for me. Like, it brings us all together, and it's cool to see what everybody's doing. For anyone who mentions Cosmic Code Convention, if you message me and you mention a Cosmic Code, you're going to get my book, Psychology of Modern Flirting, for free. I'm just going to send it to you for free. That's it. I want you guys to have it, and that's just because of the respect I have for Vince.
Wow, thank you very much. Very good. So it's been great to share the stage again. We had shared the stage in 2010, I think, in Norway. Anyway, so I really appreciate you, and we will continue this conversation. Heads up, we're doing the 7-day Pickup Academy in July, and Jared will also be one of the guest speakers there, along with Hypnotica, AZD, Bad Boy, and the list goes on. Meanwhile, if you missed on the Cosmic Code Convention, you can still, for a short period of time, get the recordings. The address where to get it is below in the description, cosmiccodeconvention.com, and we'll still toss in the bonus of recording of the past two conventions that we did. It's absolutely surreal. The best is yet to come, and prepare, study, social circle, game. You know, I finished with this, Jared. It was kind of saddening to hear from guys that during the confinement, as we're coming out of it most places at the time of this recording, they did not even have the number of one girl to call. On the other hand, they were guys who had done the work before, and it didn't matter for me. I had to tell girls, like, I'm not seeing anybody right now, okay? I'm with my girl. I live here, and we can chit-chat. We can FaceTime. So, of course, they wanted to see me even more. So prepare, prepare, prepare. We don't know what the future holds, and strengthen all aspects of your game and your life. You were just listening to another episode of the Cosmic Code Podcast. I'm Vince Kelvin, and today our guest was Jared Syke Lawrence. Thank you very much. Until the next one.
And thanks for having me.
To experience the magic of the world's largest online convention ever, go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.